上礼拜跟一些弟兄姐妹出去访问一些老人中心。
Last week I went out to a visitation trip with some brothers and sisters, and we went to a retirement home.
发现到他们的墙，这个的门前呢，都贴了美国国旗。
I realized that on all the doors they had American flags.
后来才知道是某一个节期，这个政府鼓励他们贴上去。
And then I found out that due to certain holidays, the government would encourage them to post these flags on the doors.
因为他们在这里接受这个美国政府的一个很多的福利。
Because these senior citizens receive many benefits from the government.
所以在政府的福利带领下面，他们可以过着很好的生活，晚年。
And because of the benefits given by the government, they can enjoy a very nice life.
那访问结束之后，我们大家都觉得，这几个小时大家过得很有意义。
And after the visitation, all of us felt that the few hours spent was very meaningful.
但是在回家，大家又开始觉得哇，要面对生活中的挑战，觉得紧张起来了。
But as we returned home, we started worrying about the challenges that we faced in our daily lives.
那其实我们日常生活当中也是充满了很多的征战。
And actually, our daily lives are full of challenges.
我们也需要神的旗帜来带领我们。
And we also need the banner of the Lord to guide us.
所以今天我们来谈一谈主是我们的旌旗。
So that is why we like to discuss how the Lord is our banner.
我们看出埃及记的第十七章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 17.
十七章的十五节。
Exodus chapter 17 verse 15.
出埃及记十七章十五节。
Chapter 17 verse 15.
Jesse, would you please read 十七章十五节。这里摩西筑了一座坛。
Here Moses built an altar.
这个坛的名字就是神是我的旌旗。
And this altar was called the Lord is my banner.
为什么摩西会这样做呢？
Why did Moses do this?
因为他们刚经历了人生的一个征战。
Because they had just experienced a battle in their lives.
这个征战，主耶稣带领，神带领着他们得到胜利。
And during this battle, the Lord led them to victory.
所以摩西才说，神主是我们的旌旗。
That is why Moses said that the Lord is my banner.
也许你现在人生当中有一些需要解决的问题。
Perhaps we have some problems we need to solve in our lives.
我们盼望今天下午的查经可以给我们知道他们怎么样得到胜利呢？主怎么样带领他们的呢？
And we hope that in this afternoon Bible study we can learn how the Lord led the Israelites to victory.
从七章的第八节开始，我们会知道这场战争的胜利有三个层面。
From chapter 17 verse 8 and onwards we can see three aspects, three things that caused their victory.
第一个就是山下的耶稣亚的战争。
The first is the battle that occurred beneath the hill, and this was with Joshua.
第二个就是山上的摩西祷告。
And the second was Moses praying on top of the hill.
再三就是天上的神的带领。
And the third is the guidance of God in heaven.
所以我们就这样子根据这个经文来做分享跟查考。
So let us use these three points to study and learn.
我们来看出埃及记十八章的第八节。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 18, verse 1.
第八节，十七章第八节。
Exodus chapter 17, verse 8.
Jeremy, would you please read 17, verse 8? Okay. 在以色列百姓这个有了水喝在旷野当中呢，摩西为他们击打磐石，就有水可以喝了。
When the Israelites were in the desert, Moses struck the rock, and they had water to drink.
那这个亚玛利人可能要来抢水啊。
Perhaps the Amalekites wanted to come and steal their source of water.
亚玛利人也是游牧民族。
Because the Amalekites were also nomads.
他们那个亚玛利的意思就是住在山谷中的人。
And the meaning of an Amalekite is those that live in the valley.
因为游牧民族水源很重要，所以他们因为这样来抢水。
And water sources were very important to nomadic people, so they wanted to fight for a source.
那从属灵上来看，亚玛利人有两个意思。
On the spiritual level, there are two meanings to the word Amalekite.
我们看一下民数记。
Let's turn to Numbers.
二十四章。
Numbers 24.
民数记二十四章二十节。
Numbers 24 verse 20。
二十四章二十节。
Numbers chapter 24 verse 20。
Jason, please read. 这个巴兰呢？神让他看见，提到说亚玛利原来是诸国的首。
Balaam saw Amalek, and God allowed him to see how Amalek was first among the nations.
但是要沉沦。
But he will come to ruin.
我们都知道魔鬼现在就是掌管世界的。
We know that Satan is the one who controls the world nowadays.
所以以亚玛利人的征战代表就是跟魔鬼的一个阵营的征战。
So the battle with the Amalekites symbolizes our battle with Satan.
那另外一个就是亚玛利人是以扫的后裔。
And the second meaning of the Amalekite is a descendant of Esau.
以扫是贪爱红豆汤，舍弃长子名分的。
Esau was the one who lusted after the red bean soup and gave away his first.His birthright.
所以呢，这个亚玛利人也代表着这个情欲的征战。
So the battle with the Amalekites also symbolizes our battle with lusts of the flesh.
当我们人软弱的时候呢，情欲很可能把我们抓走。
When we are weak, we might become captive to lusts of the flesh.
我们来看《生命记》二十五章十七节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 17.
生命记二十五章十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 17.
二十五章十七节。
Chapter 25, verse 17.
小Paul，请你念二十五章十七节。二十五章十七节，那我们请大Paul，right Paul。Aleppo. I'm sorry. 请 Middle Paul. Verse 18.所以我们知道这个亚玛利人都是趁着疲乏的时候呢，杀那些后面软弱的人啊。
We know that the Amalekites killed those who were lagging behind and weak.
当我们软弱的时候，我们的情欲啊，常常也来攻击我们。
In the same way, when we are weak, our lusts will come and attack us.
所以这场战争特别是指着从魔鬼来的，或是从我们肉体来的一种情欲，或是跟魔鬼的一个征战。
So this battle symbolizes a battle we have with our own lust of the flesh or with Satan.
我们再回来看这个出埃及记的十七章。
So let's turn back to Exodus chapter 17.
十七章第九节，我们怎么样得到胜利呢？当然，我们提到就是说，耶稣亚出去征战哦。
How do we obtain victory? For and of course we see that Joshua went out to war.
我们看第九节。
If we look at verse 9.
那罗丹 ，would you please read?
Let's first look at Joshua.
我们要打胜仗啊，第一个一定要愿意出去征战。
The first step to winning a battle is our willingness to go out to fight.
人生有三种战争。
There are three types of battles in our lives.
有种战争，你只要安静站立就好了，不用战的。
There's one type of battle in which all you have to do is be still and quiet.
那是他们出埃及的时候呢，摩西跟他们讲的。
And this is what Moses told the Israelites as they departed from Egypt.
你们不要惊慌，只管站立，看神今天怎么样为你们征战。
Do not be afraid and watch how the Lord battles for you.
我们常常要过红海啊，这个就是出埃及啊。要受洗之前，神拣选人常常是神亲自在做工啊。
And before we cross the Red Sea or become baptized, the Lord chooses us and the Lord works.
啊，有时候我们有一些阻挡，那是神亲自来跟我们解决，我们不一定做什么啊。
And sometimes when there are obstacles, the Lord will remove them for us, and we don't have to do anything.
那第二种征战呢，就是我们提到这个亚玛利人啊，是比较被动的，我们不去找情欲，那情欲来找我们，我们不去找魔鬼。魔鬼来找我们，不找困难，困难来找我们呢。
And the second type of battle is when trouble comes to us. We don't look for lust, but lust comes to us.
这个是比较被动的。
And this is a passive type of war situation.
那第三种战争就是神要我们为神开疆辟土，就好像耶稣亚在迦南地的那个征服土地的战争啊。
And the third type of war is when the Lord wants us to work andwork on his behalf, for example, when the Israelites went to conquer the land of Canaan.
那今天这个战争特别提到，就是这种无论是主动或是被动呢，我们都要愿意出去打的那个精神呢。
And no matter if we are actively or passively seeking war, we have to willingly fight.
有时候情欲来攻击我们，我们说啊，我就是 let it be, 反正我的个性就是这么样子。我的习惯就这么样，我就喜欢喝酒。嗯。
And sometimes when our lusts attack us, we just say, "We'll let it be because that's how I am. I just like to drink."
啊，我是人啊。
I am a human being.
啊，有时候我们不想征战呢。
And sometimes you don't want to fight.
有时候你跟那个小朋友讲说，哎，你要来聚会哦。
And sometimes you tell our kids, "You have to come to service."
啊，这样子你才会是一个好孩子哦。
So you can be a good kid.
他跟我讲说，我不聚会啊。
And the child will say, "I don't want to go to service."
啊，为什么？
Why?
因为我懒惰啊。
Because I'm lazy.
如果一个人把这句话当成借口，你就很难再跟他说下去，因为我懒惰啊。
If a person uses laziness as an excuse, it is very hard for you to reason with them because there's nothing you can say.
啊，这个就是没有想要征战的一个精神呢。
And this is a spirit of not willing to fight.
那要征战哦，我们无论做什么，我们属灵的战争一定要靠着神的方法。
But when we are fighting a spiritual battle, we have to fight according to God's way.
我们看第十节，十七章第十节。
Let's look at chapter 17, verse 10.
十七章第十节。
17, verse 10.
吕弟兄，请你念一下《出埃及记》十七章第十节。
出埃及记十七章第十节。
Exodus 17, huh?我们要征战，有时候就是耶稣亚他是照着摩西的话在做。
And Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses has ordered, and this is how we should fight as well.
我们今天征战一定要照神的方法，不是凭自己的力量跟血气。
When we battle today, we should not battle according to our own will, but by God's will.
这个摩西让第二代的人来做领袖，来带领一些人来征战。
And Moses allowed the second generation to become a leader and lead these people to war.
我们都知道现在年轻人呢比较有自由的思想。
We know that nowadays young people have their own thinking.
他们有创意啊，也有热忱。
They are very fervent and creative.
但是呢，比较自由。
But they are just more free.
有时候不一定会听长一辈的一些想法。
And they won't necessarily listen to the thinking of the older generation.
你跟他讲说，哎呀，这个跟经义征战哦，就是读经祷告聚会，他说啊，又是老套，有没有新一点的东西呀？
And when we tell them, in order to battle your lust of the flesh, all you need to do is read the Bible and pray, and they'll say, oh, don't you have anything new?
有时候先知讲的话，像摩西讲的话，你会觉得这个太简单了。
And sometimes what the prophet says, what Moses says, you'll feel that it is too simple.
你叫我出去打，什么 strategy 都没有跟我讲，怎么打？前面打，后面打，右边打，你都不说，没有 strategy， 就是出去打。
You only told me to go out and fight, but you gave me no strategy. You didn't tell me to attack from the left or right.
那个乃曼元帅哦，对那个先知所说的，去约旦河洗啊，哪有那么简单的？我这个病很厉害呢，怎么那么简单洗得好呢
？Just as General Naaman told the prophet, how can I be healed if I go wash myself in the Jordan River? Sometimes the words of the Bible seem too oversimplified.
先知的话太简单了。
The words of the prophets are too simple.
所以我要用自己的方法。So
I want to use my own way.
我们看耶利米书6章16节。
Turn to Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16.
6章16节。
Chapter 6 verse 16.
Wendy, 6章16节。
6 verse 16. For us to find true peace, we have to seek the ancient paths, these paths that people before us have walked and are good. Moses was a man of God. He spoke to God face to face, and the Lord did not have to speak to him in
riddles.
And whatever Moses said, Joshua followed.
感谢主啊，这个是我们今年年轻人要为神征战啊，应该照圣经的方法。And
thank God, this is how the young people should work when they battle for the Lord.
在南加州最近，我们年轻人主要负责的这种打击魔鬼的工作就是Hosanna Outreach.
And in Southern California, one of the big tasks that the young people do to battle Satan is the Hosanna Outreach.
感谢主，我看他们都很热诚啊，很有创意。And
thank God they are very fervent and creative.
小弟也觉得他们的方向啊，越来越合乎古道了。And
I feel that their direction is more and more in sync with the ancient path.
刚开始我觉得哇，这个会不会太有创意的一点点呢？
At first I was worried that it was a little too creative.
我记得我们刚开始的时候，上台的人都要先化妆一下。Because
I believe when I remember when we first started, those who went to the pulpit had to have makeup.
要 presentable 嘛，对不对？所以要稍微有可以看一下这样子。And
we had to be presentable, so we had to put it on.
真的，我们刚开始是好像比较讲究品质一点点的哦。And
it seemed that we emphasized quality a lot more.
这个也不是什么不对啦。
And there's nothing wrong with it.
但是我们知道这个古道，我们传福音还是要靠神的灵跟神的神迹奇事，神的灵的动工，不是说我们都有排场外表能够做到什么样。But
we have to use the ancient paths when we preach God's word. We have to rely on God's word and Holy Spirit and miracles, and it does not depend on our choreography.
感谢主了，我发现到他们最近真的很用心在祷告。
But thank God, I realized that recently that they spend a lot of time in prayer.
那耶稣雅呢？他听摩西的话，后来他在这个征战上面很尽力啊。Joshua
listened to the words of God and he fought with his might.
我们看出埃及记17章13节。Let's
turn to Exodus chapter 17, verse 13.
大破，请你念一下。17章13节，please.
Chapter 17, verse 13. So Joshua killed the king and the people.
这个一个都不漏掉。He
did not spare even one.
我们都知道，在历史上扫罗也曾经跟亚玛力人打仗。And
we know in history, Saul once fought with the Amalekites.
但是他把那个阿兵哥通通杀了，那个王哦，哇，这人才哎，杀了太可惜。While
he killed all the foot soldiers, he kept the king because the king was talented and it was a waste.
他没有完全照神的方法了。He
did not do according to God's will completely.
后来这个亚玛力王就被送到撒母那边去了。Later,
the Amalekite king was sent to the prophet Samuel.
圣经上讲，这个亚玛力王心中非常的高兴。他说：“哇，连那个王都不杀我了，这个文人呐，这是我，这是祭司啊，一定不会对我怎么样的。”And
the Bible records the Amalekite king was very joyful in his heart because he thought that he escaped the king, and this scholar would. This prophet will surely do nothing to him.
想不到，那个撒母讲说，人家的妈妈的孩子啊，你把人家的妈妈的孩子杀了，让人家的妈妈没有孩子，今天你的妈妈也没有孩子了。But
what the prophet told the king was, you killed other people's children, so the mothers are childless, and now today your mother will be childless as well.
撒母就杀了亚玛力王啊。And
Samuel killed the Amalekite king.
有时候我们又为什么会留一点点情欲的事情呢，或是留一点点？ 什么东西你不愿意，你很容易的就可以把那个不好的东西拿掉，或是你生命当中一个 觉得对你灵修有障碍的东西拿掉，但是你有很有自信，这个东西呢，对你的灵性不会有影响的。虽然它是一个啊，一个一般人觉得说这个是有影响的东西呀。
And sometimes when we're removing things that are obstacles to our faith, there are some things that we won't remove because we're confident that they won't harm us.
你会觉得我很强啊，哎呀，这个东西根本对我来讲哦，有跟没有都没有关系啊，所以有什么关系呢？
You feel that I am very strong and this thing is harmless to have.
一本不好的杂志。
One bad magazine.
或者是一个常常去看一个不好的网站。
Or a bad internet site.
因为觉得那只是 pixel 啊，有什么东西呢？不会有太困难的了。
You feel that those are only pixels. What's so bad about them?
你不愿意把它杀掉。
And you are unwilling to kill it.
我们都知道，在圣经上给我们一个想法，就是哈，常常就是像我们中国人说的。很会游泳的人常常淹死的是那种人呢、啊。
And the Bible gives us an idea, and it's very similar to a Chinese saying that those the good swimmers are those who drown.
你看最勇敢的彼得啊，不是很勇敢吗？否认主耶稣基督三次、啊。
And we see how Peter,
走海面的、啊。
Peter was the one who was very courageous, and he walked on the water, and he was the one who denied Christ three times.、
啊、很有爱心的约翰不是吗？我们看他写的书。但是也求耶稣 降下火来烧城市啊。
And John, who was full of love, he was the one who asked the Lord to send down fire and brimstone.
最聪明的扫罗门王犯下最愚笨的错误。
And the wisest of all, Solomon, he committed the stupidest mistakes.
一般人大概也不会要去拜偶像吧。
And most people will not go and worship idols.
他就是受影响啊。
But he was influenced.
所以有一个故事谈到苏格兰的跟外国征战的时候。
And there's a story that talks about when Scotland was at war with other nations.
他们常常觉得最危险的地方、哦、就是这样悬崖那里，人家怎么爬悬崖上来呢？你只要守住这个平原就好了。结果呢，敌人偏偏从那个最你认为最不可能的地方呢上来攻击呀、
啊。They did not think that the enemy would come up from the cliff, and all they did was guard the plains, but the enemies came up from the cliffs.
所以今天我们在属灵的战争也是一样。
And in our spiritual battle, it is the same.
我们觉得这没有什么了。
We will feel that something isn't pertinent.
但是我们就是被他赢过了。
But we will be conquered by it.
我在 CNN.com 看到一则新闻。
At CNN.com, I read.
现在不太看电视了，就看 Internet 就好了。
I don't watch TV anymore, so
not much, not much.
I don't watch much TV, so I just. Get news from the internet.
看到有一个就是也是 video 了哈，他说有一户人家哈，在他们可能比较东部啊，是最近的事情哦。那嗯，他们家的狗掉进他们前面的那个池塘里面。
And it was a video of a family in the East Coast, and this happened quite recently. And there was a pond in front of the house.
我们说那个池塘哦，旁边都长很多水草。
And beside the pond, there are lots of aquatic plants.
那他们家的狗不小心就掉进去了。
And the family dog accidentally fell into the pond.
他觉得自己很会游泳啊。
And the owner felt that he was a good swimmer.
他就真的奋不顾身就跳下去啊，救他们的狗啊。
So he didn't think twice and jumped down and tried to save the dog.
其实那个不是很深的、哦、
Actually, it was a very shallow pond.
他真的救了那只狗啊。
And he saved the dog's life.
想不到在那个季节、哦、那个地方那个水还是太冷了，受不了。
He didn't expect the water to be that cold in that season.
所以他一上来啊，被人家救上来，他心脏已经停止跳动了。
So when he came out of the water, or when people pulled him out, his heart had already stopped.
所以有时候人间的一些情欲，魔鬼的一些陷阱，我们看这没有什么，很简单，我觉得可以去应付的。
So a lot of times we have traps of lust or traps by the devil, and we see them, and it seems very easy or harmless.
但是呢，我们要小心哦，
要就是 be careful.
就是有关于罪恶的事情哦，王百姓统统杀了哦。
And anything regarding sin, whether it be the king or the people, we have to kill them all.
或者是魔鬼来的，我们通通啊把它拿掉。
Or we should remove anything that comes from the devil.
那我们现在山下的战争谈完，我们来看山上的祷告。
So now that we're done discussing the battle beneath the hill, let us go above the hill.
我们来看十七章的第十节，我们念过了哈。
Let's look at chapter 17, verse 10, which we had already read.
于是耶稣亚照着摩西对他所说的话，和亚玛利人征战， 摩西和亚伦父儿都上了山。这么提到说有三个人呢，上山去祷告。
Here it tells us that three people went on top of the hill to pray.
那在摩西的手上有什么呢？
And what was in the hand of Moses?
摩西说，这个第九节说呢，他要拿着神的杖。
In verse 9 it says he held the staff of God.
我们今天说这个祷告很重要，就是我们手中要有神的杖。
Today we say that prayer is very important because we have to have the staff of God.
什么叫神的杖？
What does it mean to have the staff of God?
那个杖就是行过神迹的。
The staff was the one that, through the staff, miracles were performed.
杖就是带着神权柄的。
And the staff, had the power of God.
我们今天说我们祷告很有功效，因为神给给人有一些应许啊。神的应许本身就是神的一个权柄啊。
Today our prayers are effective because our prayers carry the promises of God, and this promise,
有力量
has a power.
有权柄的。
It has authority.
比如说圣经上跟你讲说，哎，你不要做罪的器皿啊，你已经脱离罪的辖制了。
And the Bible tells us that we should no longer be vehicles of sin.
你要把这句话，我们要把这句话抓住。阿门，对的，没有错。
Or vessels of sin, and we should say yes, true, amen.
这个罪虽然不在，以前是我的王，他一叫我就听从他。
Before sin was my master, when sin called, I listened.
现在我已经换主人了。
But now I have changed masters.
他依然在叫。
Even though it's calling.
罪还是在叫。
And sin is still calling.
但是我不再属于他了，我就不听他了。
I no longer belong to sin.
我们祷告的时候，把这个话抓得紧紧的。
And if we grasp on to this message,
这个就是成为神的话语，它有力量，成为神的权柄。
These are God's words, and it has power and authority.
当耶稣差遣七十个门徒出去传福音的时候，耶稣也给他们权柄。
When the Lord Jesus sent 70 disciples to go out to preach, the Lord also gave them authority.
让他们行神迹，让他们赶鬼，医病。
He allowed them to perform miracles of healing and cast out demons.
所以你看，以利亚祷告也是抓住神的权柄哦。
And even when Elijah prays, he grasps on to the authority of God.
神啊，求你降下火来，让就是这个百姓都知道你是神，也让他们知道我是你的先知啊。
He asked the Lord, Lord, send down fire so the people will know that you are God and know that I am your prophet.
这个就是抓住神的杖，神的权柄。
And this is the same as holding on to the staff of God.
所以今天我们祷告常常要求神怜悯主啊，你今天叫我做的不是我要做的，你自己要动工。
So when we pray, we should ask for the mercy of God and say, God, this is what you want me to do. It's not that I want to do. It's not out of my own will.
你这样跟神这样子把那个他的应许抓住你发觉到。真的，你常常会打胜仗的。
If you hold on to the promises of God and ask of God, then we will win battles.
有一次哈，就是有个地方教会哈，弟兄姐妹不是太和睦。
One time in a local church, the church members didn't get along too well.
其实他们都是很好的弟兄姐妹。
Actually, they're all very good brothers and sisters.
但是哈，就是每个意见都很强。
But everyone had their opinion, and their opinions were very strong.
那个时候哦，一个工人觉得不晓得怎么办呢。
And at the time, a worker didn't know what to do.
因为即使要盖个厕所哈，一个坚持那个马桶要放在前面，一个坚持马桶要放在另外一边。
Because even though they were only building a bathroom, one insisted that the toilet be in the front, and one insisted on the toilet being in the back.
这是实在的故事。
This is a true story.
后来那个工人他就开会就这样讲了。
And later the worker held a meeting and he said,
这样子吵那个厕所盖不成了，这样吵怎么盖得成呢？
He said that you keep on bickering. How could you finish this bathroom?
真的很奇妙。
But it was very wondrous.
那个后来哈，不想挖右边挖左边不知道，反正人家来检查就说你们这是挥霍的，要封起来。
And later some, I don't remember if they dug on the right side or the left side, but some inspector came and said it was illegal and they had to close the site down.
有时候真的没有神的权柄哦，如果当教会比较乱的时候，很难做事情。
And sometimes without the authority of God, when there is chaos in the church, it is very difficult to work.
有一次，这也是教会的软弱了，大家听听了。其实教会有时候 还需要更完全了，有时候教会也有软弱的地方了。
And this is just an example of a weakness in church, and just listen and.
那这也是征战了，因为如果弟兄姐妹有不和睦，这是征战了。
and think that this is also a battle. If there's mistrust in the church, it's a battle.
有一次、啊、一个地方教会、啊、出去 retreat、啊。
And one time a church also went out to a retreat.
那个 retreat 环境太好了。
The retreat was the retreat site was very luxurious.
还有 cable TV。
There was cable TV even.
那因为工人就想说，反正 retreat 嘛，灵恩会晚上休息时间就不要看电视。
And
retreat 嘛。
The pastor thought.Or the,
所以要看回家看嘛，哦，回去玩再看呐、啊。我们 NYTS 不要说不要看电视 ，Internet 都 不让他们上的。
Yeah, and the worker thought, well, since this is a retreat, we shouldn't watch any TV because even in NYTS, we don't allow them to watch TV or even go online.
可是有个工人带头看电视。
But there was another worker who led everyone to watch TV.
因为大概是十点档的连续剧太好看了。
Because there was a 10 o'clock,
韩剧的哈，
10 o'clock a Korean soap opera that was really good.
所以他就忍不住啊。
And he couldn't resist.
所以他就开电视带大家看。
So the worker led everyone to watch TV.
那工人不知道怎么办呢？这怎么办呢
？And the other worker didn't know what to do.
主啊，你不教我没有办法了。
Lord, if you do not teach, then I don't know what to do.
他才这样祷告而已哦。
And that's all he prayed.
奇怪，怎么隔天那个工人的眼睛红红的这样
？And next day, the worker's eyes were red.
我们中国话说患沙眼有没有哈？沙眼。
And he had pink eye.
哎，那会传染的。
And that was infectious.
所以那次 retreat 结束之后，很多人眼睛都红红的。
So after the retreat, a lot of people had pink eye.
那教会的工作有时候人没有办法做什么。尤其当我们比较软弱的时候，你工人也没办法做什么。
And sometimes we really can't do much in church, especially when, when the church is weak, the workers can't even do much.
那时候神的杖要拿出来。
And in those times, you have to bring out the staff of God.
求主耶稣自己教了，没办法。
And ask the Lord to personally teach, because there's
nothing
you can do.
来调整教会，来调整教会。
To adjust.The situation
来胜过这个战争啊
！And to win the battle.
我说人有什么办法呢
？Because what can man do?
哦，只有神的权柄才有办法。
Only the authority of God can work.
那你看这个摩西哦，拿神的杖是到山顶上面去啊。
We see Moses took the staff of God and he went on top of the hill.
那是山顶，就是可以看得很远呢。
And on top of the hill, you can see very far.
敌人从哪里来？
Where the enemy is coming from?
啊，我们应该怎么样代祷
？Or how we should pray in intercession?
每天早上我们这边祷告都公布了，该为什么事情代祷
？And every morning when we pray, we have announcements saying what we should pray about.
这个就是属灵的眼光啊。
And this is a spiritual sight.
我们每次祷告要祷告什么
？Sometimes when we're praying, what should we pray about?
你要为我们的儿女祷告，你知道为他祷告什么吗？
If we're supposed to pray for our children, do you know what exactly
we should pray for?
What are they thinking in their hearts?
没有站到属灵的高峰，我们看不清楚的。
If we don't stand on top of a spiritual hill, then we cannot see.
教会这么多弟兄姐妹。
And there's so many brothers and sisters in church.
我们破口在哪里？
Where are our weak spots?
有破口吗
？Is there a sore spot?
上高山你看得比较清楚。
If we go on top of the hill, we can see clearly.
所以啊，圣经上跟我们讲说，要观察家务啊，不要吃闲饭。
And the Bible tells us that we should observe our family matters and not just eat.
啊，所以求主耶稣给我们那个四活物的眼睛哦，祷告当中打开我们属灵的眼睛啊。
And we ask the Lord to give us the eyes of the living creature and open our spiritual eyes.
我们看见，然后呢，为那个破口、为需要的事情来祷告。
So we can see, where there is a weak spot and pray for it.
那我们再来看这个山上的哈，我们看十七章十一节。
Let's also look at chapter 17, verse 11 on top of the hill.
十七章 ，Mike, would you please read? 十七章十一节。
Chapter 17, verse 11. Would Mike please read?
And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his
Continue, please.
Verse 12, but Moses' hand became heavy, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun.
征战哦，山下征战，这个是尽本分的。
When you are battling beneath the mountain or the hill, you are doing your duty.
那重要的是山上的那个手的祷告。
But the important thing are the hands that are praying on top of it.
因为圣经跟我们讲，摩西什么时候举手，什么时候他们就胜利了。
Because the Bible tells us whenever Moses' hands were lifted, they were winning.
所以我们说这个教会的生活，我们个人的生活，哦，跟这个外邦人在过他们的生活不太一样。
So our church life and our personal lives are different than those of the Gentiles.
我们的教会的和睦跟兴旺啊，绝对是在弟兄姐妹那个祷告的时候。
And the peace and prosperity of the church lies in the hands of the prayerful hands of the brothers and sisters.
我们这样子尽本分呢，做教会assign给我们的工作，这个是对的，这是征战。
And it is right for us to do our duties and do the tasks assigned to us in church.
更重要就是看这个教会有多少人呢，他常常在举手祷告。
This is a battle. And the other important thing is to see how many people lift their hands in prayer.
感谢主，有祷告的教会就是问题稍微少的，少一点的教会了。
And thank God, the churches that pray more are those with less problems.
这是我们run教会的一个方法，没有，好像没有什么其他秘诀。
And this is a way we run the church. There is not much of a secret there.
祷告不容易啊。
But it is not difficult. It is not easy to pray.
我刚刚看我的 NKJV 哈，他这样写哈，他是，他 Moses lift his hand， 那个 hand 是 singular 哈 ，lift his hand 对不对哈
？I was reading the NKJV version and it said that Moses lifted his hand.
举手，那个手是单数的，可能是一只手而已啦。
And it is a singular hand, and perhaps it was.
那手中有杖啊。
And he had the staff of God.
那可能哦，这个酸了，他就换手啊，换手一个，还是一只手。
Arm got sore, so he changed hands.
那你看最后他 NKJV 第再来那一节的话 ，his hands， 他两只手啊，后来通酸了，可能后来他两只手指啊，后来通酸了。
And later in the NKJV version, you'll see that he uses both hands to pray, and perhaps both his arms are sore, so he tries to lift both of them at once.
是不是？你们有 NKJV 好像是这样。
If you have the NKJV
version, 前面一节是单数，后面一节是双数。
Verse 11 is singular, and verse 12 is plural.
这跟我们讲什么呢？这跟我们讲什么
？What does this tell us？
他摩西的祷告很尽力了，他就是哈，一直很尽力的这样想要举手祷告了，一只手后来酸了，两只手一起了。
And this tells us that Moses tried very hard to pray. When one hand got tired, he switched another hand and even tried.
They don't use two hands. 啊，两只手也都酸了，这样子。
And both his hands were tired.
跟我们讲，祷告是一个不容易的圣工啊。
And this tells us that it is not easy to pray.
我们常常说祷告很重要，祷告很重要。
We always say that prayer is very important.
但是真的，如果一个人每天祷告15分钟以上的不是很多哦，这是实话。
But honestly, there are very few people who pray more than 15 minutes a day.
我记得很清楚啊，在一次的学生联会，高中班的学生。
I remember very clearly there was a high school student spiritual convocation.
因为我们都有考试嘛。
Because we have tests.
我们就给他们一个 bonus 的一个题目，这样子给他们加分的一个题目。
On the test, we gave a bonus question.
我们说，我立志每天祷告15分钟了，只要你 check 就加你考试卷15分这样子。
And on the bonus question was, I determined to pray 15 minutes a day, and if you check that check mark, you will automatically get 15 points.
结果那个辅导员把考试卷拿回来，他说一半以上的人不敢勾了。
But when the counselors took all the tests back, they realized that half the people were dare not check the box.
我们有时候我们基督徒觉得这个很重要，但是真的要去做哦，有时候就是没有办法跪那么久，奇怪。看电视觉得怎么半小时一块，看那 NBA 啊，怎么两个小时一下就那么过去了哈。
And as Christians, although we know we should do it, it's sometimes very difficult to kneel down. And this contrasts with when we watch TV.When we watch an NBA game, 2 hours will fly by.
祷告什么15分钟？哎，传道怎么还不按铃啊？奇怪。
And we'll pray for 15 minutes, and we keep on wondering why doesn't the pastor ring the bell?
不简单，你举手，我们举手祷告真的很不简单的。
It is not easy for us to lift our hands in prayer.
有一个神学生，他这样在见证，哎，好像是在这边见证，是不是
？And there is a theological student who testified here, and perhaps
可能是在
这里啊。It was in this church.
他说：“总会规定他们每天要祷告两个小时嘛。”
He said that the GA requires them to pray 2 hours a day.
哎，所以他说7点钟啊，这个闹钟一响啊，他有时候真的是很累啊。但是呢，因为总会这样规定啊，我记得很清楚。他说 ，He got to roll down from the bed， 要从床上滚下来，还是要祷告。
Yeah, and when the alarm clock struck seven, I remember him saying he had to roll down from the bed.
他说他很羡慕我们，有时候我们一祷告，圣灵就充满；他有时候要祷告很久，圣灵才会充满。
And he was very envious of those who were filled with the Holy Spirit right away, because sometimes he would pray for a while before he was full of the Holy Spirit.
祷告是不容易的操练哦。
It is not an easy task to pray.
我们了解到说哈。耶稣有在线下打仗，没有说他手酸呢。可是，在山上祷告手会酸，那奇怪了。
And we noticed something that Joshua didn't complain that his arm was sore when he was fighting, but the one who prayed had a sore hand.
这样看起来哦，做动态的工作比做静态的工作更简单，静态的工作更难哦。
And from this we know that it is sometimes more difficult to perform active tasks than static tasks.
做目前的工作简单，做幕后的工作不容易哦。
It's easier to do to perform jobs rather than do things behind the scenes.
这个做圣工简单，祷告比较难哦。
And it is more easy to do holy work than to pray.
这个是，但是我们发觉到说，胜败的决定真的在祷告。
But we see that win or loss lies in the hand of the hands of prayer.
我们来，请来读诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
诗篇的，七十六篇第二节。
Psalms 76 verse 2.
七十六篇第二节。
76 verse 2.
七十六篇第二节第三节。
Chapter 76 verse 2 and 3.
你来念好吗？第三节。这个很奇妙哦，在耶路撒冷的帐幕就是神的居所啊，在帐幕里面竟然可以折断战场上的弓箭。
It is quite miraculous that in the tent.In Salem, the Lord can break the flashing arrows and the shields and swords, the weapons of war.
第三节说在那里，在哪里？就是在神的帐幕当中，在神的居所当中呢。
And here it says the tent is His dwelling place in Zion.
啊，他在那里真的就是可以打胜仗哦，在帐篷里面可以打胜，是怎么打呢？就是祷告嘛。
And how can you win the battle by being in the tent? And this is to pray.
那我们刚刚提到说，那祷告这么难，怎么办呢
？And we just mentioned, what should we do if it is so difficult to pray?
怎么办
？What should we do?
我们可能要建立群体祷告的一个习惯。
Perhaps we should foster the habit of praying as a group.
耶稣说，你们两三个人同心合意祷告，我在天上就要听你们了。
The Lord Jesus said, if two or three of you gather in my name, I will be with you.
我们家有小孩啊，哦。有小孩吗
？And we have kids in our house.
我们有配偶吗
？We have spouses.
真的，我们建立啊，跟我们家人只要两三个，哦，约定啊，你一起就容易撑下去了。一个人有时候比较难了。
If you make a pact with one of your family members and do it together, it is more easy to persist.
你看他们可以这样，直到日落，就是直到人生结束啊，因为他们有在一起相扶持，才有办法啦。
We can see how they prayed until sunset, and this means to pray to the end of your life. And because you were together, you're able to do it.
所以跟家人建立一个 team 吧，哦。
So it is good to form a team with your family.
或者是我们的青年班建立一个 team.
Or maybe the youth can form a prayer team.
几个好朋友建立一个 team.
Or your friends can form a team.
这样才有办法真的稳住直到日落。
And that's the only way you can hold steady until the sun sets.
有一个神学生这次到我们来这边布道。
And there's a theological student who came to evangelize here.
他一来就跟我分享他一个非常喜乐的事情啊。
And when he came, he shared very joyful news with me.
他说现在每天早上哦，他都到会堂去跟另外一个传道一起祷告。
And he said that every morning he goes to the church and he prays with another pastor.
哦，那个祷告哦，哦那个时间很容易过啊，两个一起祷告很好。
And he said that the time passes by so quickly and it's so easy to pray.
啊，他又可以跟这个传道学很多东西啊。
And he can also learn a lot from this pastor.
真的，两个人比一个人好哦。
So it is true that two are better than one.
一个人太辛苦了哦。
It is too difficult to be by yourself.
我们常常被assign啊，做工作。
A lot of times we are assigned jobs.
你会发觉到说，常常有时候只剩下一个人在 perform， 一个人在工作。
And we'll find that only one person is left to do the job.
哎，你看三个人上山，刚开始都是一个人在工作，一个人在祷告，其他两个人来做看官呢。
And we see how three people went on top of the hill, and at first only one was praying, and the two were just looking around.
真的，我们要持久，一定要整个 team 来做。
But if we want to persist for a long time, then we must have everyone participate.
这是摩西山上的祷告。
And this was Moses' prayer on top of the hill.
我们再来看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
17章。
Chapter 17.
我们来读这个14节到16节
Verse 14 to 16
不知道蒙塔法呢是不是蒙塔法 Oscar Yeah 不知道 Oscar 我就 please read Yeah
Later, when they won the battle, Moses built an altar out of thanksgiving.
说这是神的一个旌旗带领啊。
And called it the Lord is my banner.
我常常想，为什么摩西会取这个名字
？Sometimes I think, why did Moses name this altar this name?
我这是自己想的了哈。
And this is my own thinking.
那古代的战争不是都要跟着旗子走吗
？Because in the olden times during battle, don't you follow the banner?
那摩西举起那个杖啊，就好像一个旗子一样了哈。
And when Moses lifted the staff, it seemed like a banner.
啊，一个目标，一个高举的东西啊。
It was something that was uplifted or a goal.
啊，我只是这样想，不晓得合不合理啊。
It's just my own opinion. I don't know if it's logical.
但是有个事情就是真的是神呢已经立志呢立定了起誓啊要把亚玛利的名号把它涂抹掉。
But what we know is the Lord had already prophesied that
sweared
that the memory of the Amalekites would be blotted out completely.
从历史上来看，你现在找不到亚玛利人了。
From history, you will not find the Amalekites.
神真的把他们涂掉了。
The Lord really blotted them out.
属灵上那个罪、魔鬼的辖制，耶稣基督也胜过了。
And in the spiritual sense, the Lord Jesus has already conquered the power of sin.
但是神也说呢，他要世世代代跟这个亚玛利人来征战。
But the Lord also said that he would battle the Amalekites from generation to generation.
因为我们还带着肉体啊，我们还是要跟情欲打仗的。
Because we are still in the flesh, so we still have to battle.
魔鬼还没有被关起来啊，我们还是要跟魔鬼打仗的。
And before Satan is locked up, we still need to fight with him.
但是有一天这些都被除灭的了。
But one day all this will be gone.
如何被除灭呢？
And how would they disappear?
因为这是神的启示。
This is the swearing of God.
我们只要跟着神的旗子来走
，As long as we walk with the banner of God，
啊，我们会知道啊，我们会有胜利的。
We will surely have victory。
胜利不只是来自于我们的本分征战
，And the victory will not come only from us performing our duties.
或者是我们举手祷告
，Or our prayer。
更在乎的就是神他已经启示了
，But the important thing is the Lord's promise。
在我里面哦，从神生的就不会犯罪了。
And whoever is in the Lord and born of the Lord will not sin.
这是圣经上的应许啊。
This is the promise of God.
所以我们只要跟着他的旗帜走。
So as long as we follow the banner of God,
一定会胜利。
We will surely have victory.
有时候我们在奥林匹克啊，看到他们在有就是出来前面讲台，每个人都要跟着他们国家的旗帜走。
Sometimes when we watch the Olympics, we will find that.All the athletes have to follow the flag of their country.
我们是一个属灵的国度。
And we are a spiritual kingdom.
跟着这个旗帜走。
So we must follow the banner.
用圣经的方法。
And do things according to the Bible.
用神的方法。
And use God's way.
我们一定会有胜利。
And we will surely have victory.
我们唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
354首。
354.